Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good in the house of the Lord. Amen. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 58, the whole chapter. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly? O ye sons of men, yea, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of the serpent. They're like the deep udder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, and their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as water which ran continually when he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows. Let them be as cut in pieces, as a snail which melteth. Let every one of them pass away, like the ultimately birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your paths can feel the thorns, you shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Amen. Let us now pray to God. Let us thanks to God. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. I praise your name. I magnify your name. Lord, thank you, O God, for all the blessing you've given to us. Thank you for the blood of you, for forgiveness of our sins, for we come freely now in your presence, for the works of yours is done on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for the good weather, for the good health, strength, healingness, favor from men that comes from you. Thank you for your church to give us all what we need, especially wisdom, how to live our life according to your plan and will. Lord, we are grateful, O God, to be in your presence, counting all the blessings you've given unto us, knowing that you, O God, is good all the times in our lives, even though sometimes we don't understand, but it always have a purpose to perfect us and achieve things for your glory. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce it. For God said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us all unrighteousness, stubbornness, lack of commitment, humbleness, self-righteousness, doing our own will, lies, arrogant, pride, worldliness, all these sins, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We humble down, come before you, O God, to cleanse us, sanctify us once again with your Holy Spirit. Lord, refill us with your Holy Spirit, O God, to come into your presence, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. He said, be careful in nothing but everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let be made known to God. Let us now pray for our family, for the wives, husbands, children, parents, siblings. Lord, thank you for our family in Christ, that in one accord to worship and praise you. Thank you, O God, that you put in the hearts of every family in Christ to continue to love you by worshiping you in their daily lives, in moving to your ways and plan, in achieving your purpose to be a good example to others, by persevering to please you, by reading your word and to put it into practice. We pray, Lord, to bless them and anoint them to always please you by imparting your word to others and lead them in righteousness and holiness. For every husband, Lord, we pray, give them wisdom, good health, strength, perseverance, good paid well job to provide the needs of their family, to stand firm, to implement the discipline. And for the wives, Lord, we pray for them to have a good health, strength, perfect helper for their godly husband, to be fruitful in every work of their hands by submitting to their godly husband and stand the truth of your word by teaching the godly ways of yours to the children. And for the children, Lord, we pray to protect them, to preserve them, to raise more godly families, to raise up godly children in the future to serve you. Lord, enable them to fear you more and obedient to their godly parents. Give them wisdom, O God, in their studies, and always be with them to watch and correct them. And for our siblings, Lord, and single parents, Lord, we pray to continue to provide all our needs, to seek you more, to obey and follow you with all our hearts and minds. And for our parents, Lord, we pray, thank you, O God, for them, to teach us your ways. We pray for their good health, strength, salvation, O God. Help them, O Lord, to know you and give up their old religion and traditions and be willing to abide your ways. Open their hearts and mind to accept your word in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, thank you, O God, for our job to sustain us in our everyday living. We pray to bless our company, every company of your people, by giving more clients, projects in field and schools and offices, to bless the work of our hands. For we are serving you most and not the people. Lord, we pray for salvation of our superiors, the people we are working with. Help us, O Lord, to shine our good example to them, how to work diligently, being submissive to them and being always a servant in every aspect in our lives. For we are promoting you in our lives to the people around us, that you are a living God, the true God, Lord Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues. Lord, we pray for their salvation, even all the people being with us in our childhood stage, the people we are meeting in the bus, and the people we talk with. Lord, help them that every conversation we had, we are always noble vessel of your salvation to them. Anoint us always that every word that we utter from our mouth will bring healingness, salvation, deliverance to the people. Lord, have mercy on them to come back to you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for the favor from God and that we will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, thank you for this country that we are safe by their rules and regulations. We pray to bless this country and continue to flow the peace that comes from you by protecting us while we are here to seek you more and obey you. Lord, once again, we commit our lives to obey and follow the rules and regulation by being a good example to others, to obey the government as we please you, Lord. Lord, we pray for salvation of all the locals and the expat of this country. Enable them to change their belief. And through your word that they've been reading, they will be converted their faith and accept that you are a true God. We pray to protect all your congregation spread abroad and help them to achieve all the things that you ordained to them, to teach, to disciple, to admonish your people. Lord, provide all their needs for your glory in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for all the church to grow and all the ministers of the church in evangelism, Bible studies, more congregation to be planted, more water baptized, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless all the ministries of the church banking, church clinic, church school, translation ministries, watchmen, website, that many families will be reached out, more languages to be translated for the people to understand more of your word and apply in their lives, that more committed people to pray and watch their lives and prepared and ready for your coming here to take us with you in heaven. And many lost souls will be found and bring out your feet. Refill us once again, your Holy Spirit, Lord. Bless our service, O God, today. Bless all your servants. Bless, Lord, every items of our service in prayer, in praise and worship, and giving, and the word of yours today, that the instructions that we need to abide, give us humble heart to receive it. Lord, thank you, O God, for being one accord to worship and praise you, to celebrate our Sabbath day for, by your glory. May your name be glorified and exalted in our midst. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now all stand and worship the Lord.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. If you walk in through the valley of the shadow.
Lord God, thank you very much, O Lord God, that you have shown your love to us. You have shown your grace to us, O Lord.
Yes.
You've been so good to us, O Lord. And even the things that even is unpleasant to us, O Lord, still you can turn it into good.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. Things that we don't understand, O Lord, we put into your hands, O Lord God, and in your perfect time, you will show forth your will and your ways to us. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come to you again this morning, O Lord, crying into your presence, O Lord God. Let our hearts, O Lord, will continue to cry out to you and worship you and honor you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Jesus. We worship you. Worshiping you and honoring you. You alone can make a difference in our life. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Yes, O God, we honor you, Lord, by giving what is due for you, by giving our tithes, offering, and first fruit. We come by faith that as we obey you, you will fulfill your promises to us, for your word return void and accomplish that you please and prosper. Lord, bless this money, O Lord God. to have meat in your house and used to help your people in every day they in every way they need, and to enlarge our territory for your glory. Lord, this is all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 39, from the life of King Asa, How to Keep Your Achievements. God's Calling Requirements, Part 39, from the life of King Asa, How to Keep Your Achievements. Open your Bibles in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 1 to 14. 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 1 to 14. And I'm reading in King James Version. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go, break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah, and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escape out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariot and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Then Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last law, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet. Until his disease was exceeding great, yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physician. And Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 140th year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and diverse kinds of spices, prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and merciful God, we thank you and praise you for your unfailing love to us, Lord. Lord, thank you, our Redeemer, for bringing us in this place of worship to glorify and magnify your name. Lord, as we listen to your word and message today, Lord, we pray, enlighten our hearts and our minds, and let your Holy Spirit be working in us, Lord. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your word and message today, O God. Your name be lifted up and adored. in Jesus' name. Amen. In the previous chapters of 2 Chronicles 14 and 15, King Asa did very well and achieved wonderful victories for himself and for the people of God. He removed idols and the high places. He built good things. He trusted God and he won victories over his enemies. He sought the Lord and the people with him, and his heart was perfect before the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 16, King Asa is faced with multiple problems, but he did not handle them properly. And for this reason, was not able to maintain his good achievements. You need to understand that trials and problems are not intended to break you and makes you fail, but are made to perfect you and to make you achieve further victories in your life. Amen. King Asa, with the troubles that he faced in 2 Chronicles 16, God's intention was to make for him further victories. Observe trials in your life and consider them tools for promotion and for more victories. In 2 Chronicles 16:1, in the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, to the intent that he might let none go out or come into Asa, king of Judah. King Asa faced betrayal and conspiracy from the king of Israel. The king of Israel intended to block King Asa and the whole Judah. Ramah was a part of Benjamin, and he possibly took it and started to build it in a way that will block Asa and Judah from reaching him and enriching Israel, as well as he used that to block anyone from reaching Asa and Judah. A kind of boycott to restrict and limit King Asa. This is a dirty game. And God allowed that for a purpose. God allowed that, and he did not intend to harm Asa or Judah, but he was testing them of how they will behave and act. Along the years of my service and ministry unto God, I face boycotting process from different kinds of people. But most of them are the people of faith, and they did that when they noticed that I am not willing to compromise with them and with their worldliness. They used different methods and ways that wanted and tried to block me from reaching out others and continue the ministry that the Lord had given to me. In all these circumstances and events, I did not imitate what they did, but I went back to the Lord and reported to him what they did to me, and I asked him to help me out of my troubled situations. I am fully aware that no man can block me or restrict me unless God do it if I displease him. Therefore, I am not mindful of any man that can block me if God is pleased with me. No one can close the door that he opens. You need to understand that no man can block you and limit your movements as long as God is pleased with you. God was waiting that King Asa would maintain his achievements and reap victory by relying on God to solve this problem. But now let us see how King Asa acted. 2 Chronicles 16:2. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, King Asa, the first response to him was to use his money to solve the problem. He did not even pray, inquired or cry to God to aid him. When you face problem in your life, the first thing you do is to go to God. Do not rely on your money or on people or on what you have to solve it. King Asa should not do that because he had previous experience of how beautifully God saved him from the big army, 1 million soldiers and 300 soldiers of the Ethiopians and the Lubims. The Lubims are from the country of Libya, a country west of Egypt. King Asa lost the treasures that God gave him when he failed to put his full trust to God. Usually, people, when they are faced with any threats or troubles, the first response they think if they will spend money on it will be solved. That may not be correct in all cases. Have pause and think what else can be done to the threats of the enemy. There is a God above us and above all, of what is going on, and we need to go back to him and to consult him of what we need to do. You will lose your treasures and what God gave you from material things when you fail to go back to him and trust God and not rely on him and on his promise in facing your problems. 2 Chronicles 16:3. There is a league between me and thee, and there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go, break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. King Asa here did lot of mistakes. He made league with non-believers to solve his problem. He was pleading for Ben-Hadad to make a league with him. There is nothing I can recall that there was a league between the father of Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, and Abijah, the father of King Asa. He should not do that, but first, he should go to God and pray to God according to the covenant that he had with him. Do not rely on the arm of the flesh to solve your problems. Go first to God, and if he will use some people to solve the problem, then he will either guard you to them or he will bring them to you. Now, Baasha, when he attacked Ramah and took it, he was supported by Ben-Hadad. Now, Asa wanted to do the same of what Baasha did. That is absolutely wrong. We should not follow the wrong things that the non-believers are doing. We should not be enticed to do wrong as those who are doing evil and wrong against us. Baasha got yoked with non-believers to do evil against Asa, and Asa should not be enticed and go and put his hand with the same non-believer that his enemy used against him. 2 Chronicles 16:4-5. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they smote Ijon and Dan and Abelmaim and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass when Baasha heard it, and he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Ben-Hadad here moved against Baasha, not because he was conscious of the evil that Baasha was doing or because he was a man of stand, but he moved because of money and material things that Asa enticed with him. Asa here got a false victory, false plunder, and false achievement. It was not the achievement that is done by God, but it was done by the arm of the flesh. Christians, when they compromise, they will bring false achievements to God's ministry and church. Nowadays, many churches, they choose covenant with non-believers to support and to enlarge the ministry and as the followings. 1, they use money, food, transport, and other services to bring people to the church. Number two, they collect money from rich people and non-believers to support the ministry. Number three, they use their girls to invite boys to the church, and they use their boys to invite girls to the church. They use non-committed people to Christ and give them ministry or get them involved in activities just in order to let them be bound to the church. And number five, etc. 2 Chronicles 16:6. Then Asa, the king, took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built there with Geba and Mizpah. This is a good point in stewardship, that we should use all what we have for plunder, wood, papers, utensils, furniture, water, electricity, etc., and employ them to build new and good things. But compromises are never useful and are not ordained or blessed by God. The more the church compromises today, the more the church is losing power and authority. The more we use wrong resources for the ministry, the more we are losing resources and the power of God and His presence in our lives. Because of what Asa did, he received a rebuke from the overseer. 2 Chronicles 16:7. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah. This man of God rebuked King Asa for his wrongdoing. I prayed that the message in your hand is a rebuke to you as well, if you have been unfaithful to God, as King Asa was. The seer Hanani explained further the bad consequences of the compromises. Letter A, 2 Chronicles 16:7-8, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escape out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. Compromises, lack of trust on God will pave the way for your further losses. If Asa would rely on God and on his power, then he would be winning over Baasha and over Ben-Hadad the Syrian. The seer Hanani, in his rebuke, explained to King Asa that he needed to rely upon God and wait upon him to escape the trap of Baasha and to win and capture the king of Syria. He told him that in the past, God delivered to him a greater army than this one because he trusted God. He trusted on God. How much more this army of the king of Syria? Sometimes we are confused by devil who would tell us that we cannot face certain enemies and make us thinking that God cannot or will not deliver us. But the truth, God wants us to rely fully on him in all our troubles. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God is watching over every movement of us. He knows very well what we are doing and the motive behind our movement. God will strengthen those who are trusting on him. God will show himself strong toward those whose heart is perfect before God. God will strengthen those who are perfect, who are with perfect heart. That is why the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as lions. in Proverbs 28:1. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lion. After each and every compromise and the like mischief, you will be further weakened. The skid row deterioration of the church is the outcome of the worldly way in handling crisis. King Asa was described with a perfect heart, as we read here. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. But his heart was not perfect, but was with defects, and he did foolish things. The meaning of the word Asa is either healer or injurious. So it was in his hand to do the good or to do the bad. Therefore, it is still in your hand to do what is good and lead to healing, or to do what is bad and foolish and leading to injury. Let us see. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Compromises and the lack of trust on God is sin, and will invite God's wrath to come into your life as a consequence of your sin. The meaning of from henceforth thou shalt have wars, that we did not read about further war for Asa, but what he means here is that his descendants will be facing wars. When we not rely on God, we will not be able to stand against the enemy, and we and our descendants will be at war. 2 Chronicles 16:10. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. King Asa was angry with the man of God who corrected him and explained to him his sin. He put him in prison to restrict his movement and would not allow his feet to reach out other and get them delivered. The purpose of the rebuke of God and the rebuke of man of God is to spare you troubles and leading you to repentance. Never be angry with those who explain to you your sin and shortcoming from the light of the scripture. They do that only for your own good and for the good of each and everyone. Asa oppressed some of the people, most likely out of pride. He did that because he was rebuked publicly. Be honest with yourself and accept correction, and do not retaliate neither with those who correct you nor with the other innocent people around you. The way you oppress others is when you resent the rebuke that he had given to you and rebel against it. Then you are oppressing the seer or the pastor that God had placed over you. I had experience of preaching and people looking at me with angry eyes and disfigured faces. I bear that, but it is oppressive, such experiences, when people looking hard to your face. It means to say, close your mouth and do not speak more. But that is not correct and non-beneficial, and that will bring further wrath of God into their life. 2 Chronicles 16:11. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last law, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Learn of what is written in the Bible. All of what is written is to remind you and put you once again into the right way of life. All of what is written is to teach you how to maintain your victories and your achievements. 2 Chronicles 16:12. In Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was disease in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. As he restricted the seer in his movement, God restricted him in the sickness of his feet. It was either pain or swelling. King Asa, again, in his sickness, he relied not on God, but on the physician. He should go back to God to get healed and recovered. Sin can cause sickness. Jesus' blood for the forgiveness of our sins and for the healing of our diseases that came from sins as we repent. Healing is from God, and God may use physicians or medicine to heal you, but your trust should be fully on God and not on other things. 2 Chronicles 16:13-14. In Asa he slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign, and they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors and diverse kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. It is good to prepare a place for burial for yourself if you are led by the Holy Spirit. King Asa trusted the apothecary's art to preserve his dead body, instead of depending on the raising power of the Spirit of God. He forgot what his forefather David wrote in Psalms chapter 16, verse 1:8-11. Psalms chapter 16, verses 1, then verse 8-11. Verse 1, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We need to trust in the resurrection power of God, the Holy Spirit, to raise up our dead bodies. The body of Asa was buried and not burned. We, as followers of Christ, we need to go into burial after death and not to be cremated. When we say here, and they made a very great burning for him, this burning is not that they burn his body, but the amount of incense and the spices that were burned upon his burial, as that became their practice, who possibly they took it from the nations around them. My dear and beloved, the message is very clear, and it teaches and shows pitfalls that you might endanger to fall in. To keep your victories and good achievements, you need to be away from the following wrong timings, wrong things. The lack of trust in God, the trust on people, the trust on money, the enticement to do as non-believers does, the non-perfect heart, the pride in the spirit, the lack of the humility, the non-teachable attitude, the cruelty toward others who are telling you the truth, the oppression to others, the trust on medicine and doctors, the non-belief in the resurrection power of God. Go through the message and reflect it on your personal life, and learn your lessons from you are experiencing. And learn your lesson from what you are experiencing. Therefore, be very careful of how you live in your life, not as unwise, but as wise. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, say then that they walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Walk and act as King Asa walked and acted in 2 Chronicles 14 and 15, and not as in 16, as you agree to pray. Let us all stand and let's pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me clearly my sins and my shortcomings. Lord, I repent of the following sins: the lack of trust in you, my trust on people, my trust on money, my enticement to do as non-believers does, my non-perfect heart, my pride in the spirit, my lack of the humility, my non-teachable attitude, my cruelty toward others who are telling me the truth, my oppression to others, my trust on medicine and doctors, my non-belief in the resurrection power of God. Lord, I commit myself to humble down, to accept instruction, and to follow the principles of this message in my life. Lord, let your promise, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Come true in my life, and strengthen me, Lord, and make me strong to face the threats of life. Lord, I need you much today, more than ever before, to heal me and deliver me from all my enemies and my troubles. Lord, deal with the following people who are trying to block me and boycotting me. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit to go and serve you, doing the very thing that you want me to do. Lord, make life and attitude a good example to others to follow. Lord, heal me from the following sickness. Lord, lead me to evangelize to new people and to bring them into your presence.
Lovely, the lifting of my
Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who heard the message, who repented of their sins, and who are willing to obey you. Yes. Lord, strengthen them, protect them, and provide all their needs, and fill them with the Holy Spirit, and give them the spiritual gift that they need to go on and serve you, reaching new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, yes. Enable us as a church to stand firm against all the form of idol worship and the worldliness and the fear of men and the trust on people or on material things. Lord, help us to reach new areas and new people with the gospel of Jesus. Lord, help us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations. Lord, we cry out to you to go before us and fight our battles. Lord, we have no one but you. Lord, deal with those who block. Lord, deal with those who block us and hinder us as a church.
Yes, Lord.
To go on and do the works of yours. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm, so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.